NJ soccer coach indicted for allegedly sexting, molesting young players. By Dylan Nguyen on August 14, 2024. Ryan Gonsalves, a 32-year-old former volunteer firefighter and police dispatcher, has been indicted on charges that he allegedly sexted and molested children, some as young as 11 years old, while serving as a youth soccer coach in New Jersey. Monmouth County prosecutors say that Gonsalves was first arrested in May after a player accused him of sending him sexually explicit material online and asking for similar material in return. Eight players have come forward, the oldest aged 17 and the youngest, 11. Investigators claim that the former coach confessed to sending sexually explicit material through team chats, including pictures of his penis, and to picking up two players and driving them to local playing fields where he molested them in his car. Prosecutors say Gonsalves revealed to them that the sexting and molesting incidents took place over a three-year time span. Gonsalves faces a 30-count indictment. The charges include 4 counts of first degree and 4 additional counts of second degree endangering the welfare of a child by manufacturing child sexual abuse material. 8 counts of second-degree child endangerment by way of sexual conduct. 9 counts of distributing obscene materials to minors. 2 counts of criminal sexual contact. 1 count of second-degree child endangerment through distributing child sexual abuse material. 1 count of third-degree endangering by way of sexual conduct and 1 count of third-degree possession of child sexual abuse material. Gonsalves remained imprisoned on judge's orders after his initial arrest in May. However, after the father of a 12-year-old boy approached authorities with evidence of sexually explicit conversations between his son and Gonsalves on the child's cell phone, the Special Victims Unit of the prosecutor's office launched a joint investigation with Union Beach PD, which revealed 8 more alleged victims. Gonsalves' attorney, Michael J. Pop of Hazlitt, said his client will be entering a not guilty plea at his arraignment, according to the Asbury Park Press.